Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. Welcome back. We are still going through Matt's missive. I don't know how he managed to watch all of these Doctor Who episodes before the 60th anniversary specials came out, because I'm having trouble watching them at all. But, you know, I'm trying to complete a university degree and start back at work next week. So, you know, I'm a busy girl. Anyway, we've come to season 7, or series 7. The Blu-ray, which is where I've been watching them because I love them so much. Like, they've got, you know, fun little videos on them and stuff, and it's a really nice quality video. Like, you know, sometimes when you watch things on streaming, you have to watch like 2 or 3 minutes of blurry squares before it gets to kind of like high definition. And even then, it's a little bit compressed and a bit junky. So I started with the Doctor, the Widow and the Wardrobe, which was delightful, and then rolled straight on into Asylum of the Daleks. But before Asylum of the Daleks, you can watch a series of little shorts called Pond Life, which is basically just Amy and Rory at home month by month. Did they go out on like streaming on like YouTube or something? I don't know, but they're all written by Chris Chibnall. And he's written like 2 episodes from the start of Series 7 and kind of felt like he was about to take over after the 50th anniversary, and then Moffat just kept going. So I wonder if like that was when Broadchurch took off, and then, you know, I don't know, it was weird because he was doing a lot, like a lot of kind of, you know, extra stuff and a lot of, you know, he seemed to be involved in the series a lot until suddenly he wasn't anymore. I digress. Asylum of the Daleks. Matt says in his missive, so much pre-publicity about how this was going to feature a selection of all kinds of Daleks from all eras of the show, only to be a massive disappointment on actual viewing when we saw very little of this promise. The concept, however, of a place where sick Daleks go seems a little out of keeping with the Daleks and their ethos. Surely any imperfect Dalek would simply be exterminated. I hear you, Matt, but they did explain it in the show that they found hate beautiful, which is just like a glorious moment, because then it's sort of echoed later on when the nanobots or whatever they are subtracting love from Amy and Rory, and that's how they have their little moment, being that love is the opposite of hate. It's, you know, it's really sweet. The Parliament of the Daleks is memorable, says Matt, primarily due to the lovely new paint job for the Teletubby Daleks. Oh, the victory of the Daleks, the new paradigm Daleks. Matt says, had they looked like this from the beginning, it's very much more possible that they'd have been around now as the dominant design. In a way, I'm kind of glad it worked out the way it did. And then, of course, we have the surprise appearance of Soufflé Girl. Oh, Jenna Coleman. A genuine surprise, as we all knew at this point that Jenna had been cast as the new companion, but we weren't expecting to see her quite yet. We certainly didn't expect her to die. Maybe she's been taking hints from Rory. Poor Rory dies so often. It's certainly not the last time we'll see her shuffling off in such a way. Yeah. Jenna Coleman was great. And like just from the beginning, like just challenging the Doctor and being all up in his face. And you're kind of like, oh, is this going to take away from Amy and Rory? And no, because Amy and Rory are getting divorced in this episode. And like, you know, and then they have their glorious moment when he's like, you know, give me the wrist thing because, you know, we both know that I've always loved you more than you love me. And she's like, I didn't break up with you because I don't love you. I broke up with you because I love you so much. And again, this is a problematic moment because she's like, something that happened to her at Demon's Run when she had the baby that they then stole from her. Something that they did to her meant she can no longer have children. And that's like a huge sore point, and it's kind of drives them to getting divorced. I found that a bit weird, like that, you know, it's not until they're about to die in the Asylum of the Daleks that they think that they're they think to actually have a conversation about all of this. But hey, it's a science fiction show. This is it's where you have your conversations in highly stressed environments. Unlike a lot of the episodes around this time, I have seen Asylum of the Daleks again, and in fact, I've watched it several times. I love it. I think Nick Horan just has a really great sense of how to direct a Stephen Moffat story, as does, we'll find, Rachel Talalay later on. Just really great at being able to find the story that runs through it and kind of, you know, give it the emphasis it needs. But yeah, this is great. Also, in this episode for 2 minutes in the snow is old mate from Interstellar. That was I've been to see Interstellar twice recently at the IMAX because we haven't had an IMAX in Sydney for 7 years or more. It's been a while. So yeah, they've only just reopened it in the last kind of, you know, few months, and they keep showing movies, like old movies, like, I mean, Interstellar. And yeah, so I've been to see Interstellar there twice. I've been to see the first Dune movie again. I saw Godzilla Minus One there. It's amazing. I'm going to go and see Tenet next week. So yeah, if there's an, like, I tried to see The Abyss there, but it broke down. But I've just been like, whenever there's an old movie that they pop on there that I may or may not have seen on the big screen, I just pop down and see it at the IMAX as soon as I can because, you know, this is what you got to do with your time off if you can. but yeah, anyway, I really do love Asylum of the Daleks, and I can see Matt being disappointed by that. And I had a friend who was furious that when the Doctor is going down that corridor to find Oswin, who is actually a Dalek, sad, that when he's going down that corridor, you know, there's all the Daleks who have been casualties of the Doctor. You know, there's from Spyridon and Exelon and all these different places. And yeah, a friend of mine is like, yeah, but they didn't look like that. They were different Daleks. And I have always argued that they are the same Daleks, but, you know, they've been there probably for a long time and they've just changed their car. It'd be like, you know, like if you think of the Dalek shell as like you've upgraded from a Verena to to a Corolla or something. Like, you know, we don't all drive around in the same car all the time. We change our cars. So, yes, when the Doctor faced those Daleks, they were in a different suit. But now they're in the asylum. They've just gone into a different outfit. That's all. It's a different pair of clothes. It's a different car. Like, that's all it is. It's still the same Daleks inside the tin. If you crack them open, it's just, yeah. And that's why there weren't that many old ones. Because, you know, it's like we very rarely see old cars from the 60s and 70s, mainly because, you know, they can't run on unleaded petrol. But maybe there's something about the way the asylum works, is that those really old ones don't quite work. There's that one that we see twirling in a circle that Amy thinks is a ballerina that's really old. And there's also the special weapons Dalek kind of like hanging around. But, yeah, I just like to think that they are all the millions of old Daleks. It's just that they've upgraded their outfits. They've gotten into different cars, which have also fallen into disrepair because they've been there for a very long time. Who knew that I was going to spend an entire episode talking about the Asylum of the Daleks? But I love it. But yeah, I really like, I think the emotional beats with Amy and Rory really work here. And, you know, there's kind of like a vague mention of Demon's Run and that Rory would love kids. And but there's still, like, you know, I feel like they're still missing the psychic scar of having their kid taken away from them. And now she's an adult that they know. Anyway, we'll move on. more of Matt's missive in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.